You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, it's Trans Hump Day of Visibility, formerly known as Hump Day. Hello and welcome to the show. Please come inside. There's much to get to on the plate. We find out, I know, gasp, shriek, that NPR is completely staffed by leftist partisans. Yeah, and you're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on that piece of crap network that only white liberal elites listen to. And they do, seriously. I used to work for an NPR affiliate. For 4 years I worked there when I was in college. I did every kind of music. I did classical music programming. Yeah, can you imagine how being 22 years old as a man talking about Dmitri Shostakovich, movement in G minor, you know, whatever. I did a jazz program. I did all these things. So I'm very, very familiar with NPR programming, although it took a real lurch left a few years ago. And one of their longtime reporters has come out and said, yeah, they're really, really have lurched left, and they just espouse one view, and they also decide what they decide. They spew what the government calls truth, even if it isn't the truth. So we're going to get to all of that on the show. A little bit of bad news for Joe Biden. I'm as surprised as you are when I say that it doesn't look like the Inflation Reduction Act worked. I know, because, you know, they spent, I don't know what, $1.5 billion on new IRS agents and green energy. And apparently that didn't help the inflation. Yeah. The consumer price index rose 0.4% in March compared with the previous month, compared to 12 months earlier. The headline index is up 3.5%, blah, 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 blah. You know what this means? This means, if I do my calculations right, about 5.8% per annum inflation is what we're experiencing right now, on top of the whatever percent last year and the year before and the year before. And it's all added up to about 30 to 50% when you go to the grocery store. I went to the grocery store just now. I spent $50 on three frozen pizzas. Yeah, I'm eating like a king here. We don't have a kitchen, right? Our kitchen is not in use. So I got three frozen pizzas, two bottles of cold brew, some salami. My daughter likes salami, whatever, sliced salami. It was $50. $50 last night. I decided I was going to order a pizza. So I ordered a Papa John's pizza because the family likes the Papa John's. So I ordered a large veggie, because that's what my wife likes, and I don't mind the veggie. It's pretty good. Thin crust. The pizza was $18. Oh, no, we're done there. No. Delivery's fee, $5. $5 delivery fee. Tax, like $3, because, you know, I live in Johnson County, Kansas, where the tax is 9.475% on everything. And by the time all is said and done, it was a $34 pizza. And I said, you better think this is the best damn pizza in the world, because I am never going to pay $34 for a Papa John's pizza ever again. I didn't have my Papa Dough, I guess. They have Papa Dough you can use to ease the pain of your $34 large veggie pizza. I know, it wasn't even meat lovers, for God's sake. Unbelievable. So, core inflation, which excludes food and energy, rose 0.4% for a month, matching the prior month, and higher than the 0.3% expected. Oh, there's weird. It's kind of weird, because the job numbers, they always overinflate them, and then they have to revise them down. Now it looks like they've hit it on the head here. So, consumer inflation hit its peak at 9.2% June of 2022, has since retreated. No, it hasn't, not much. It's still pretty high. Obviously, interest rates are very high. The cost of a home now costs twice as much as it did 4 years ago. The amount you need to make to buy a home went from $59,000 household income to $106,000 household income. And I don't think I doubt your wages went up that much. Unless you're a government employee, then that's possible. But here is Corinne Jean-Pierre. Corinne Jean-Pierre trying to explain Bidenflation and give you the good news, even though there is none.
So look, I'm going to say that this is a president that is doing everything that we can to fight inflation, right?
Wow. If everything you can do about inflation is what's happening now, then just quit now, please, for God's sake.
To build an economy from the bottom up, middle out.
Bottom
we've
up.
Been pretty consistent about
uh-huh.
Over what we have seen over the past several months is that inflation is down 2/3 and core inflation is at the lowest since May of 2021. That matters. Wages are rising faster than prices over the last year. Since the pandemic, we've seen 15 million jobs created.
Yeah, those were all created because businesses reopened because the government had shut them down.
Because of the policies that this president has put forward, some really historic bipartisan even.
No, not really. Not a bit of bipartisanship unless there were some rhinos who tagged along with the nonsense like the Inflation Reduction Act.
Legislation that's come into law to help create those millions of jobs.
Yeah, the 71,000 government jobs created last month. The loss of 6,000 full-time jobs, the creation of 691,000 part-time jobs, and the good share of those all went to people who aren't here legally. That's the inside scoop on Joe Biden's wonderful economy.
Unemployment is at under 4%. Is there more work?
It's because people can't afford to not work, including retirees, whose ranks returning to work have increased by 400% since the beginning of 2024.
We've done absolutely. We're going to continue to do everything that we can.
Oh, please, don't do any more. The more you do, the suckier things get.
Lower cost. We're going to continue to take on Big Pharma, for example. We're going to continue to lower housing costs, which we
Let me see. The way they're taking on Big Pharma is getting cheaper insulin. Other than that, nothing. They made the Big Pharma companies, Pfizer, Moderna, hundreds of billions of dollars for a vaccine that didn't work.
It really hurts families. And you hear a talk about junk fees, getting rid of junk fees.
Oh, getting rid of junk fees. That's fantastic. Yeah. You don't want a junk fee on your credit card that is over maxed out because you can't afford anything, so you're putting stuff on a credit card.
And the gouging that we're seeing from corporations.
Oh, yeah, there's gouging in corporations. No, no, it's just the price of everything went up.
That's also very important.
Yeah, I think I've had about enough of Corinne Jean-Pierre. We haven't heard this for a while. Bad news for the Bidens. Jim Gossett.
It sucks to be you, Joe Biden, you're through.
I hope so.
Your polls are way down, you look like a clown, nobody trusts you. Your incompetent rule proves you are a tool. A George Soros pawn, you need to be gone, you sound like a fool. Inflation's obscene.
It's up again.
Like nothing we've seen.
It didn't reduce. Weird.
You're shifting of blame. It's really lame. All a smoke screen. You've been in D.C. for way too long. On everything you have been wrong. It sucks to be you. Incompetent you. It sucks to be you.
Or the mom and dad, or the neighbor, or when you're... No, I really mean it.
Nobody else could be this bad as president. You are quite sad, Biden. It sucks to be you. You haven't a clue. It sucks to be you.
There you go. Yeah, the Inflation Reduction Act. It's like they created something to, I don't know, hand out a bunch of money to a bunch of their donors and hire IRS agents to go after people who dissent against the federal government. And then the rest was just kind of, not used to reduce inflation. Yeah, yeah. So there you go. What a bunch of crap. And not a big surprise, by the way. Not a big surprise. Couple of other things. Oh, this is funny. Joe Biden yesterday was asked. He did an interview with Univision. And Univision is in the tank for Joe Biden, I guess. But anyway, he was asked what the biggest threat to America is. And what do you suppose it was? Do you suppose it was the open southern border? Do you suppose it was China? Do you suppose it was inflation? Do you suppose it was the fentanyl crisis? Oh, no. It's Donald Trump.
What, in your view, constitutes the primary threat to freedom and democracy at home?
Donald Trump. Seriously, Donald Trump talking, uses phrases like, he's going to eviscerate the Constitution, he's going to be a dictator on day one.
Yeah, there you go. And you know what? Univision will just gobble up those talking points, just like NPR does. Just yum. Just don't even put any milk with it, no sugar with it, just jam it down your throat. Everything he says is perfect. It's odd because Robert Kennedy Jr. says that Biden is the biggest threat to democracy.
But do you really believe that when people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that is an equal evil to Biden?
Listen, I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent.
There you go. He's the biggest threat to democracy, according to RFK Jr. But of course, Joe Biden, because he's getting beaten in all the battleground states right now, and this is 7 months out from the election. You know, they got to keep whipping up that furor about Donald Trump being the problem. He was also asked, by the way, in the interview with Univision, and asked if he could shut down the border. Yeah, can you shut down the border unilaterally? And Joe Biden says he's examining if he has the power to unilaterally shut down the border, and that while some have suggested I should just go ahead and try it, and if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court. We're trying to work that through right now. So apparently it looks like this is out of his hands, honestly, and nothing he can do about it will make any difference.
I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says...
Whoa, he said that in 2020. I guess that sounds like he wanted the border open like this. That's kind of crazy. And another thing also, which has nothing to do with legislation, is the fact that Joe Biden actually... it isn't about the border because he's skipping it all together.
The president has done more to secure the border and to deal with this issue of immigration than anybody else.
Is the border open, Mr. Secretary?
No, it is not.
What you're looking at is nonstop illegal crossings out there as well, with little to no resistance on the U.S. side.
Biden has the authority to close this border.
No, he says he does it. But like I said just a second ago, he's skipping the border altogether. So how do you suppose he feels about really shutting down the border?
Biden administration reportedly admitting to secretly flying 320,000 illegal migrants into 43 U.S. airports last year.
Weird.
Biden administration program is flying tens of thousands of migrants into the U.S. every month, and we're not quite sure where they're going.
So he can't do anything about the border, and he's actually flying people in illegally without using the border, so yeah.
157,000 migrants have been flown into the U.S. from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela.
So we have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
Yeah, if he had the ability to open the border, and he did have the ability and he used it, then he also has the ability to close it by doing just the opposite of what he did with all of those executive actions. Okay, so nice try. Nobody's buying it, by the way. No, nobody is buying it at all. Oh, this is kind of funny. A Democrat representative was being interviewed by John Roberts, and his name is Jonathan Jackson of Illinois, and he thinks that nobody pays attention to other news than NPR and whatnot. And he brought up the Border Patrol whipping migrants lie again, and was summarily taken down.
The problem, and then we saw what happened when Haitians tried to
come to the United States, they were met with whips and chains from like a bygone era and
turned away. Wait a minute.
Yeah, sure.
You're talking about the reins and the Border Patrol?
we saw some of the people on horses turning back the Haitians.
But they weren't whipping them, Congressman.
No,
that's been investigated.
I'm saying
now watch how he pivots.
They were on a horse that looked like they were chaining people.
They were twirling their reins to try to keep folks away from
the
horses.
Well, that was a far cry from give me your poor, your there tired, you your huddled masses that yearn to breathe free. This was people that had children and were being chased away.
There you go. Yeah, still doing the talking points, but kind of the butt is off of that rose. All right, so we got a bunch of stuff to get to. More on Joe Biden's illegal student loan payoff scam, NPR, and, of course, your phone calls at 800-922-6680. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. Hey, guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
Oh, you really got to check out the podcast. Again, just go to your favorite podcast platform and look up The Rob Carson Show. You can ask Alexa as well. She'll play the latest episode if you ask very nicely. So the first time in in NCAA history, the women's basketball final garnered more views than the men's championship game. Well, that's kind of cool. The women's championship gathered 18.9 million views compared to 14.8 for the men's final. That is a sharp increase from last year. That's pretty big. Last year was 9.9, went up to 18.9. Holy crud. And then the men's final last year was 14.7. So the men's final was flat. The women's final was way up there, way up there. And this may maybe encourage more men to identify as women and play NCAA women's basketball just because they want to be seen. You know, it can happen. I got some poll numbers coming up here. We're going to do a little poll dance. And it's not good for Joe Biden, by the way, particularly with blacks and Hispanics and stuff. So, and I don't like to divide people, but you know, traditionally those two groups vote Democrat, and they're realizing the Democrat Party has been playing them forever. That's kind of cool. You know, I mentioned that Joe Biden did an interview with Univision, and he said that if he gets reelected and if he's still alive, which, you know, 38% of us don't believe he will live through the next presidential term, he's going to go after guns again. And listen to some of the stupid stuff he said about guns that were completely and utterly false.
If you're reelected, would you consider taking further executive action on this issue?
Absolutely. Look, I, along with Dianne Feinstein, passed the first limitation on assault weapons and the number of bullets that could be in a
and it failed completely
in a rifle. The idea anybody needs 100 rounds in a rifle and an AR-15.
Yeah, you usually don't put 100 rounds in a rifle. You put it in the magazine.
And the idea that, and you know, his phrase on another context where there was a mass shooting.
He's talking about Donald Trump there.
In El Paso, he said, they said, what to do? I said, just get over it. Got to get over it.
He just lies about everything. It's just amazing.
The idea we don't have background checks for anybody purchasing a weapon.
The idea, well, that's not true, actually. Not one little bit.
That we're going to be in a position where he says that he famously told the
here he goes. He's just calling him he now.
NRA that don't worry, no one's going to touch your guns.
Are you sure that it is his proper pronoun?
From the very beginning, I used to teach the Second Amendment.
Now, that's a really big lie. Listen to this. Because he says he taught a Second Amendment course. He's never taught a course, and he doesn't know anything about the Second Amendment.
No one's going to touch your guns if I... From the very beginning, I used to teach the Second Amendment in law school. From the very beginning, there were limitations. You couldn't own a cannon. You couldn't. You could own a rifle, a gun, but there were
weapons
certain things
war.
You couldn't. But they weren't weapons of war.
No, you can have a weapon of war. That's the reason why the Second Amendment was created. You're going, no way. It's for turkey hunting. I'll just say it again. We had just defeated the most powerful army in the world to gain our freedom, and we used it using what? Weapons of war. And individuals, the Minutemen, the citizen soldier, had those weapons of war. And once we got through that and established a new country, they wrote the Second Amendment because the people needed to be able to defend themselves from enemies both outside and within, which guarantees you can have some weapons of war. It's not about turkey hunting. They wouldn't have said, oh, yeah, we just beat Great Britain's butt. Let's make something about target practice and turkey hunting. That's just stupid. And honestly, I'm kind of done with that argument. And I'm certainly done with Joe Biden lying about teaching the Second Amendment because he's never taught anything. I mean, really? You think he really? Joe Biden, the teacher? Okay, whatever. So it looks like a lot more people are moving away from the Democrat Party, and a lot more people are registering as Republicans. Not good for Jose Biden. No, not good at all. And then Chuck Schumer on Alejandro Mayorkas' impeachment and blocking it. That's coming up. This is the Rob Carson Show. It is the Rob Carson Show on Wednesday. I am doing a little shuffling. If you'll notice my Rumble channel later, you'll see a little different look on the studio. I got a new Logitech C920 webcam. Yeah, I know. It's pretty impressive and all that stuff. So you tech geeks will appreciate it. I'm very proud of the studio. I built a broadcast studio myself. And it's kind of cool. I just posted a new picture of it on the on Twitter. And if you want to follow me on any of the social media platforms, it's at Rob Carson Show. Did a video yesterday, and it just blew up, talking about a number of issues. Anyway, just go to Rob Carson Show on any of those. Also, are you tired of woke services like Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, and more? Get Newsmax Plus, fastest growing streaming service in America. With Newsmax Plus, you get Newsmax Channel and Newsmax 2, our newest network. You watch great shows like Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Greg Kelly. Rob Carson's What in the World, by the way. It's $5 a month. Okay, I've got several streaming services, several services I pay for. One of them is Tucker Carlson. One of them is Matt Taibbi. Obviously, we got the TV stuff. You got your Hulu and you got your whatnot. But I got Newsmax Plus. Because Newsmax anchors don't change their stripes like so many have done. And I would recommend that you sign up for Newsmax Plus. So NewsmaxPLUS.com. Newsmax covers all of the big Trump rallies. We never censor Donald Trump like, Rachel Maddow does. So just go to NewsmaxPlus.com to register, then download the app and start watching. A lot of times I'll be in the car and I'll just stream Newsmax Plus audio. If I'm driving around after a workout and I got Rob Schmidt and I'm not at home, I can listen to the audio in the truck. And then I could, when I get home, watch the show almost immediately after it airs on Newsmax Plus on my phone or my TV. Or on my computer, I should say. It's pretty cool. Kamala Harris, they've been putting her out there a lot because if Joe Biden were able to win the election, there's a real good chance she'd become the president because, you know, Joe Biden, nobody thinks he's going to live that long. And yesterday she was asked by this vapid, awful, all-girl morning show about the best thing about Joe Biden. And here's what she said.
Slip into a little workplace gossip.
Okay.
Oh, gossip. This is so great. I can't wait to hear the gossip.
Who are your favorite coworkers in the cabinet? Who do you have the most fun with?
Well, I don't know. Who do you suppose she'll say?
Well, I mean, the person that I definitely have the most fun with is the president.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
fantastic.
When he's awake, he is, my God.
He can be very serious, obviously, but he's also got an incredible sense of humor.
Yeah.
And, you know, back to your point, you have to find humor in life if you're going to actually be able to get through it and be sane.
Right.
And so there are moments where we just find the humor in a moment that otherwise some others might not be able to see it. And then, you know, it's just important to not take yourself too seriously.
Oh, man, really? Somebody gave her that talking point. Somebody said, you know, comedy is really big right now and people need a distraction. Why don't you do what that Rob Carson show does? Just bring up the humor thing because, you know, humor. Yeah, that was a talking point, clearly. Oh, yeah, humor. Has she ever been funny? She laughs at herself a lot. Not a very funny person. They're not giving you much to laugh about. Listen to this. Democrats are heading to the general election campaign without the party identification advantage they had 4 years ago. Things have gone south, driven particularly by changes in views of black and Hispanic voters because they're starting to be awakened and realize how badly the Democrat Party has performed for them and how little they care about anybody. It used to be okay when it was just white people, you know. Pew Research did a survey of 10,000 registered voters, found the country is about even in the split with the major parties, 49-48 in favor of Democrats. By comparison, Democrats held an advantage in party identification throughout the Trump administration, 51-46. Republican gains in party affiliation largely occurred in the first 2 years of Biden's presidency and are echoed in many other polls. Since 1996, the share of U.S. Registered voters who are Hispanic has gone from 4-13%, while the share of those who are Asian went from 1-4. In 2023, 44% of Democrat-leaning voters were non-white, as were 20% of Republican voters. The share of black voters identifying or leaning Democrat fell from 91 in 2016 to 88 in 2020 and 83 in 2023. I think it's going to go down even further if it hasn't already. Among Hispanic voters, Democrat identification fell 68% from 2016 to 65% in 2020 and 61% last year. So there you go. In 2023, Gallup polls found that 66% of black adults lean Democrat, along with 47% of Hispanics, both record lows. So people are starting to get it, starting to understand it. Trump is losing favorability, or I should say gaining favorability, among Latinos, by the way. 41% of Latinos say they have a favorable opinion of Joe Biden in March of 2024, compared to 47% in surveys conducted in both June 2023 and October 2022. As of March, 39% have a favorable view of Harris, compared to 42% in both 2023 and 2022. And then there's this. I'm very familiar with St. Louis. Done a lot of time in St. Louis. Had a girlfriend live in St. Louis. Loved me some toasted ravioli. You know, love to go watch Cardinals play. Love to go see the Blues play, all that stuff. And there is an area of St. Louis called Ledoux. And the people of St. Louis lovingly call it Ledoux because a lot of Jewish people live there. And I love Ledoux, by the way, too. By the way, I've got family members who live in Ledoux. So anyway, Joe Biden goes out and headlines a reelection fundraiser, urging a room full of supporters to do what they can to keep her husband in the White House and former President Donald Trump out of it. She said of her husband that he passed the American Rescue Plan Act to bolster health efforts and reopen communities and cause incredible inflation and increase our debt by almost twice as much. She said he rescued us. He opened the schools. He got us vaccines. The room full of people, The room full of people, you want to guess how many people were there? You're thinking, okay, well, Donald Trump gets about 30,000. Anyway, well, I should say 5,000 to 85,000, depending on the size of the venue, per appearance. And Jill Biden, she's so popular. And, you know, she was on just a couple weeks ago saying that Joe Biden's really catching up and kicking butt and all that. And so you, the 1,500 people you supposed showed up to see Joe Biden? 500, you're still a little high. 200? No, wait. 100? No, you're still too high. You are still too high. Yeah, 30 people showed up to see the First Lady. 30 people out of a country of 330 million people showed up to see the First Lady of the United States. And this is what Jill Biden said last week on CBS, because she says that he's got momentum.
He's losing in all the battleground states.
No, he's not losing in all the battleground states. He's coming up, and he's even or doing better. So you know what? Once people start to focus in and they see their two choices, it's obvious that Joe will win this election.
There you go. So 30 people. I don't recall doing an appearance in all of my years in radio that I didn't draw at least 30 people. So, I mean, there were a few. It was real close, you know. It depends on where you are, like doing a Jiffy Lube remote or something. No, actually, I'd have bigger crowds at a Jiffy Lube remote than a Jill Biden. And don't even go there. A Jill Biden appearance. No, yeah, because you give away 3 free oil changes and stuff, you know. Yeah, I'm not going to go any further with that. 7 states are suing Joe Biden over his student loan plan. The lawsuit is spearheaded by Missouri, along with 6 other states, argue the SAVE plan is unconstitutional, costs taxpayers $475 billion. Here, the thing that really ticks me off is like 60 to 70% of Americans who don't go to college are the ones who are paying for it. The people who generally are maligned by the mainstream media, called deplorable, called, you know, whatever, the Walmart shoppers, the Dollar General shoppers, all of those people, the people who go and they do all the fishing offshore and they do all the farming and they plow the fields and they deliver the goods and they drive the trucks and they build the buildings and they go up on roofs and put shingles on them and they, you know, I could go on and on and on. They're the ones who are paying for the people who went to college and signed paperwork that said, yeah, we're going to pay back this loan. Yeah. With the stroke of his pen, Joe Biden is attempting to saddle working Missourians with $500 billion in college debt. This, according to Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey. The United States Constitution makes clear the president lacks the authority to unilaterally cancel student loan debt for millions of Americans without express permission from Congress. But somehow he's managed to do it. Just another one of the many things that he does that are unconstitutional and illegal. And hopefully they can shut it down. When we come back, I've got some audio from Chuck Schumer with regard to the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas. And apparently it's been withdrawn from the Senate for now, because the Senate wasn't even going to send it to trial, even though 200,000 plus people have died of fentanyl poisonings. 85,000 children have been illegally trafficked. They don't know where they are. 10 million people have come across the border, including a 7,000% increase in Chinese nationals of military age. And the Senate doesn't have the balls to have a trial. Thanks to Chuck Schumer. I'll share details on the other side of this. And this is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson for Ladder Life. One of my rules for to-dos is the simpler the task or project, the longer it takes to do it. I can tile a bathroom floor sooner than I'll replace a door hinge. I don't know why, but that's just how I roll. With regard to setting up term life insurance, it's easy with Ladder. It's 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork when you apply for $3 million of coverage or less. Just answer a few questions about your health on your application. Ladder customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they just made the Forbes Best Life Insurance 2021 list. Just get on your laptop or phone and apply. Ladder's smart algorithms work in real time, and you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees. Cancel at any time. Get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Hey, life insurance doesn't get cheaper with age, so cross it off your to-do list. Go to ladderlife.com/newsmax today to see if you're instantly approved. ladderlife.com/newsmax. Write it down. That's ladderlife.com/newsmax. So the number one issue for Americans is the open southern border. They realize it is a threat to our sovereignty, our safety. It's killing people. It is causing children to be sex trafficked. I can go on and on and on. And yet our Senate is dithering over whether to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, who has brought us all of this. And, by the way, also the DHS Disinformation Governance Board. He's a little Marxist, and he was just doing all sorts of things, abusing his power to censor you and open the border wide up to criminals around the country, around the world, bringing people in unvetted with regard to their criminal records, bringing in people unvetted with regard to their health records. You're seeing things like TB and smallpox pop up, which we killed off last century. But the president of the United States and the vice president of the United States and Alejandro Mayorkas have no concern at all for you and me. No concern at all for the American citizen, because they have other things in mind. But here is Chuck Schumer yesterday saying that impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
Your colleagues say you're going to offer a motion to dismiss the impeachment charges on Thursday. Are you at all concerned that if some Democrats in tough races vote for that, you could come back to haunt them on the campaign trail?
Look, we're going to try and resolve this issue as quickly as possible. Impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
It's not. It's not being used for that. It's for treasonous activity. It's for opening our southern border to an international threat. Okay? That's what this is about, you jackweed. But here is what he had to say about Donald Trump and his two impeachments.
Because if the president commits high crimes and misdemeanors, and Congress refuses to act, refuses even to conduct a fair trial, this president and future presidents can commit impeachable crimes with impunity. The really? Most powerful check on the executive, the one designed to protect the people from tyranny, will be erased. Each of us will face a choice about whether to begin this trial in search of the truth or in service of the president's desire to cover it up.
Yeah, you know, the difference between this impeachment and those impeachments, well, there's a couple differences. A, those impeachments were based on bullcrap and they were summarily dismissed. But this one has a body count. This impeachment has a massive body count and a massive property loss count. And it involves a policy. And it involves going against the Constitution of the United States. So there's that. So there's that. Old John Kennedy got a little hacked off yesterday. Listen to John Kennedy talk about Alejandro Mayorkas.
Under this administration, the Senate has been rotting from within, rotting from within. United States House of Representatives, after months and months and months of investigation and witnesses, and then taking a vote, is one of the most solemn acts that the House can do. And Senator Schumer is just going to dismiss that, not even hold a trial, because he thinks he has the votes and it's politically expedient?
They're not listening to you. They don't care about what you think. What have they done recently to help you? You were screaming about inflation. So they pasted the words Inflation Reduction Act on a giant pork project that just hired government bureaucrats and just paid off political donors.
Isn't that special? And every one of you here know that if Republicans were doing the same thing, you would be catatonic and foaming at the mouth. And that's what Chuck's doing. And it is wrong. And we're going to do everything we can to stop it.
Well, I think you'd better, because the American people are demanding it. I mean, really, and I told you this yesterday. I was thinking about the founding of the country. And we, of course, were under the tyrannical rule of King George III. And, you know, there was a 2% tax on tea that got us all really hacked off, and we decided we were done with taxation without representation, and there were other things involved there that, made us want to cast off the despot. But that king would have looked at an invading army of the 13 colonies as a threat to his sovereignty, and he would have defended the citizens of the American colonies to save his 13 colonies. Now, this was in no way, shape, or form meant to build up King George III, because we had to whoop his ass, and then we had to whoop his ass again, at least a later iteration of the crown, to defeat Britain again before they finally got their bleep together. But at least he would have said, you know, we can't be having illegal invaders in those sovereign colonies of Great Britain, and our federal government is worse than King George. Our federal government is worse than King George, because our federal government values the lives of those coming here illegally more than ours. It's obvious in every way, shape, or form, in every action. What have they done for you? What have they done for you? How has your life gotten better because of Joe Biden in office in this Congress? How has your life gotten better? How have things eased up on you? How expensive is it to put gas in your car? How is it expensive to put food on your damn table? How impossible is it for you, if you want to be a first-time home buyer, to buy a home? How impossible is it to open a restaurant because of all the damned regulations and all of the nonsense? How impossible is it for you to afford a used car because the price of used cars have gone up 50% since Joe Biden took office? But you know who's gotten rich? Whole lot of people in green energy. A whole lot of oligarchs in Ukraine and other places. A whole lot of big pharma executives, they're loving life, man. They are loving life. But how is your life? Tell me one thing that Joe Biden has done. He passed an infrastructure bill. Are all your roads fixed? Joe Biden has been in Washington, D.C. for 50 years. He's still running on the same old crap. The Democrats or the Republicans are going to destroy Social Security. Well, you already have. Social Security is screwed. The infrastructure is terrible. It always has been, as long as he's been in D.C. The schools suck more than ever, and he says he's going to fix them throughout all of the time that he's been in Washington, D.C. He's going to lower crime all of the time that he's been Washington, D.C. And where are we now? We're worse off than we were 50 years ago, because Washington, D.C. never fixes anything, because if they do, then we don't need them anymore. All right, let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. All right, second hour of the show, and NPR senior business editor says NPR is a Marxist mouthpiece with 87 Democrats in newsroom and zero Republicans. Joe Biden literally wants to see Israel fall during its greatest threat, and the DOJ doesn't want you to hear Joe Biden behind closed doors. That's coming up. This is the Rob Carson Show.